Well, if you're like me, you're on the pizza diet.
Yay! Because of
this cyclosporiasis. Straight pizza. That's all we're doing.
Oh,
and nothing says pizza like a little World Cup final action. And the folks at Little Italy Pizza are offering specials this weekend because of the third and fourth place games, and of course the finals coming up Sunday. Sean Kachuba is the owner of Little Italy Pizza and joins us this morning. Sean, it's good to have you.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Are you a big soccer fan?
You know what? I never was growing up, and then I'd have this job at a local British pub, and all these English guys would come in and they would talk soccer, and I turned into a pretty big fan, actually. They taught me to get the game, so I like it.
That's cool.
You know, Detroit is really, you know, embrace soccer over the last several years, Sean, from Detroit City FC to World Cup watch parties. You know, they've been at campus marshes, all of that. Have you noticed more customers gathering around soccer the way they do football or hockey?
You know, I don't know if it'll ever take over football, but I'm going to tell you, I hear more people talking soccer than I have in the past. And I think it's great. You know, we're selling pizza and, you know, we talk to our customer and they say, oh, yeah, we're going to watch the soccer match.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to call it a match because a game is in America. A match is what they call the soccer.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Oh, I didn't know that, really.
Oh, you didn't know that?
It's been, you know, game and match.
Match.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Learn something new every day.
And so what are you offering people this weekend?
Well, we got a really big deal. We're offering two medium pizzas. So you get one with three toppings, one with one topping. You get 10 wings, you get a cheese bread, you get a pop, and you get like a 2 liter of pop, and we're all going to get all that for $49.99. Oh, and a salad. It comes with a salad, too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's great.
Very good. So a little incentivizing for a watch party.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And if you want to make it a large, it's just $10 more. So that way you get a large salad, two large pizzas, and you get the large cheese bread as well.
Cool.
You know, and Detroit, you know, we're a sports town. I mean, we have all our major teams right downtown, and now soccer is becoming part of that identity too. Why do you think the sport is exploding in popularity here?
Well, I think it's, you know, just being the competitiveness. And number one, Detroit's got the best sports fans in America, and I truly believe that. I mean, I know I've always been one growing up, and you can't really talk to anybody who doesn't like some sport in this state, in this city. And I think that just bringing another competitiveness, another reason for people to root together is a fantastic thing for this area.
Well, it's very cool that you're offering this for folks. Sean Kachuba, the owner of Little Italy Pizza, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. And enjoy the weekend.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got
it. See you, Sean.
Very cool.
But it goes right with your diet.
That's right. It's perfect.
Perfect.
It is absolutely perfect. That's right. Have you seen this story about Nancy DeLastrito, the 76-year-old woman out of Florida?
I saw this, and it has something to do with a license plate, and I saw she wasn't really happy.
Yeah, so she got a new license plate.
Okay.
She got a new license plate. I want to play a little bit of a report from a CBS station in Miami where they were talking to her about this new license plate.
Really? Really? No, DMV, no. That's what I said. No, DMV. You're going back. That's what I said.
When Nancy DeLastrito went to collect her mail, she got quite the surprise, a new license plate with her vehicle registration renewal.
And I looked at it, and I said, I don't think so.
The plate reads SQZ-A55, but from a distance, those 55s can be read as S's. Well, you get the picture. Squeeze blank.
I don't think a woman that lives in a senior community that's going to be 77 years old next month will be driving around with what this plate has to say.
Well, so she got a plate in the mail. Her plate expired.
Right. Now, this is not a personalized plate.
This is not a personalized plate. She didn't ask for this, but it came out SQZ-A55.
With a nice orange in the middle.
With the Florida orange in the middle. Yeah, the Florida license plate.
God.
And, like, the funniest part in all of this, first of all, that's funny in and of itself.
Yes.
But then, like, this news report, so she's like, I'm appalled. And so they're going around to different people in this retirement community.
And asking them.
And, like, this one guy was, like, laughing. He's like, that's funny, you know. And then at the end of the report, she's like, I don't know, maybe I'll keep it.
Yeah. Exactly.
She got all this notoriety from this license plate, and she's like, I don't know.
What's her first name?
Nancy.
Okay, so, you know, it's somebody in her retirement community. You know, they see that license plate on her car.
There's Nancy.
Man, Nancy is... I didn't know Nancy was like that.
I think it's a, I think it's a very, very funny story.
Hi, Nancy. Do you want to go on a date? That's what they're going to say to Nancy. Hey.
She said, I could handle if I get a few honks here and there. Actually, being over 70, I might like a few honks, she said.
Okay. See, Nancy, you know.
So it sounds like she kind of warmed up to the idea.
She did.
I think it's kind of funny.
It is.
I mean, it's funny. On its face.
Yes.
But then the fact that she was absolutely appalled, which most people I think would be, like, they don't want to drive around with that on their license plate.
I mean, who's making the plates, man? And did they, you know, notice that?
I think they're just generated. Like, there's not. But see, here's the thing is.
They don't make plates in the prisons anymore like they used to back in the day. The prisoners used to make license plates.
I guess I don't know if they do that in Florida.
Because, you know, they do a lot of things in Florida.
Alligator Alcatraz is closed.
It's gone.
So,
yeah.
I guess not. But, you would think that there would be some letters or numbers that you can't put next to each other. Yeah. Like, when you generate a new license plate number,
sure.
Like, A55 can't be put together.
Right.
B55, sure.
Sure.
Fine.
Yeah.
But A55 probably shouldn't be put together.
You would think, too, that once it's generated that maybe...
Or SQZ, even, for that matter.
Right. And you would think after it's generated, though, that you would get some type of quality control officer or somebody who kind of looks at it before it goes out?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Apparently not.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Would you keep the license plate if you got that?
Probably not me.
Would you notice it right away, though, or would it take a second? Because I have a feeling it would take a second, and I probably wouldn't even notice it in the first place.
I'll be honest, well, I have no idea what my license plate is. If that came in the mail, I wouldn't have noticed.
We probably wouldn't, Jason, because, we're guys, and we just put the doggone plate on, and somebody will come and tell us or pull us over. And, hey,
that's true.
What are you talking about?
Like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah. No, I don't think I would do it. My wife, she probably would.
It's a great, discussion piece.
Oh, absolutely. We're discussing it now. It's a great discussion piece.
Right? Somebody would pull up behind you like, what's with the license plate?
Huh? What are you talking about?
What's with the license plate? What? That's odd. You'd be like, I don't know what you're...
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's just the license plate.
You get out and look at it, and you'd be like...
Somebody would be like, you made that, right? Like, you...
Right.
Like, no, they just sent it to me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, we don't believe that. And that's a whole nother talking point. They don't believe that.
Right. Yeah. Coming up on the other side, National Ice Cream Day is Sunday. So let's talk a little cream with Ray's Ice Cream coming up on JR Morning.